Hi, this is Rich Palmer from the Miami Valley MusicCast at miamivalleymusiccast.com. You're listening to the School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, everyone. I am your host today, Dave Jackson. Welcome to the morning announcements. You can get to this podcast by simply going out to, now this is where you need a game card for this. If you want to know more about the podcast, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.net, because this is the official podcast of the schoolofpodcasting.com, which of course is a site geared with all sorts of audio and video tutorials to teach you how to podcast. Now, in today, got one quick topic, and we're going to talk about the fact that it's kind of another milestone. You know, we podcasting first started off, and we started growing, and then everybody was happy when iTunes jumped on board, and then Yahoo jumped on board, and now TiVo is jumping on board, and more people are starting to incorporate podcasting. You know, if you go to the iTunes directory, half the podcasts now in the top 25 are all corporate-sponsored podcasting. So what I want to talk about today is podcasting, obviously, is going to be used for marketing. There are going to be people pimping their products. And one of the things I do as the principal, I guess we could say, of the School of Podcasting, sticking with the school theme, is you will see a lot of products out there now teaching you or proposing to teach you how to podcast, like the schoolofpodcasting.com. And this is where I have to dance a very fine line. But it's happening a lot now. So it's such a weird subject for me, coming from me, the schoolofpodcasting.com. Because here's one of the things. You know, talking negatively about anybody that could be perceived as your competition is just, it's just not nice. It's not good business. You look like a schmuck, you know, things like that. So I'm not here to call anybody out. But as you, the potential podcaster, or you, somebody who is podcasting and is looking for more knowledge on podcasting, here are some things to think about. Because here's the thing. Okay, I'm into a lot of things. I'm into music. I'm into marketing a lot. I do, I've been in different marketing legs of different businesses. But mainly I'm a tech support kind of person and a teacher. That is my background. That's all of my hobbies and careers in one. So I'm kind of a marketing teacher, musician thing. And so there is a group of internet gurus. And when I mean gurus, I mean millions of dollars gurus. And they've made, most of them have made a lot of money somehow on the internet. And then what they've done is made a lot of money telling people how they made a lot of money on the internet. And some of these people, I truly trust their judgment, and then other people I think are just, you know, not very knowledgeable. Or, you know, I think my grandmother used to call them snake oil salesmen. Easy for me to say. I'm kind of stuffed up if you haven't told already. I can't breathe very well. So here's some things you might want to think about if you come across a site and they're telling you how, you know, you can make a gazillion dollars in 30 days or less by doing podcasting. Number one, does this person have a podcast? This is a good question, because what kind of stats are they going to be giving you if they themselves don't have a podcast. I just saw a book that was talking about careers as a video podcaster. And I went to this person's website because one of the things I do, I research all these products, and in some cases I'll interview the author or the company. We had a interview with Kiptronic a couple weeks ago. I've talked about PodTrack and how I met them in California. You know, so this particular person had a free website. This would be like starting a business, okay? And instead of having, you know, schoolofpodcasting.com, it would be like, yeah, I'm at, you know, schoolofpodcasting.tripod.com. And then you go there and you get bombarded with a bunch of, you know, pop-up screens and things like that. And I just thought, you got to be kidding me. And I'm seeing all these news releases and press releases. And not just that product. I don't want to pick on that product. But there are a lot coming out. And in some cases, if they're not too expensive, I'll go out and buy them. And I bought one. And it promised, you know, to make you the ultimate podcaster. And especially if somebody, a lot of these people are saying they have radio background and things like that. And some of them do. They're not lying. But again, go and see if they have a podcast and listen to their podcast. That is my number one thing. Before you buy a podcasting product, go listen to their podcast. And then see if they have a podcast. And the other thing you want to look for, because I've bought a few of these, is look for proof or ask for proof. Because if somebody has a product and they're saying something about it, like, hey, I can, you know, get you so many listeners, or I can get you so many dollars, or things like that, they've got a plan, obviously, which is probably the book that's outlined in their book or their course or whatever. But they've got to gotta have some proof somewhere or some experience. And so my point to kind of wrap this up today in a little bit is, if you're listening to this podcast, you're interested in podcasting, and I'm just letting you know, from somebody who searches the internet a lot looking for topics related to podcasting, there is a lot of smoke and mirrors coming out of the woodwork. And as someone who has purchased some of this only to get 4 15-page pamphlets and 4 4-minute podcasts that are supposed to give me the keys to the kingdom, and that's really what they're promoting. So if you're thinking of buying any of this, and this is where I sound like such a schmuck, send me an email to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com and say, have you bought any of this? Now, you know, if you're thinking, oh, well, duh, Dave, you're just going to say, go to my site. And I will say, well, that, you know, we do have hundreds of resources and video tutorials. But if somebody said, hey, you know, what about Podcast Solutions, which I have right in my hand? It's written by, you know, Michael Gohagan and Dan Klass. Both of these guys have great podcasts, by the way. And it's a good book. If you've never, you know, if you're just starting out in podcasting, it's a great book. And they bring it down step by step. And they've got some software that you can try in the back of the book. And it's great. So there you go. I'm an honest guy. Now, the only thing my little marketing spin on that is that book's going to be outdated in about, you know, another 6 to... well, certain parts of that book will get outdated. I shouldn't say that. In about a year, and that's where my site is different. My site is constantly updating. So there you go. There's my schmuck line, my marketing line. But the biggest thing I wanted to say is keep your eyes peeled, okay? Look for proof. Don't just give me, I'm going to make you the best podcaster ever with a money-back guarantee. Ask for stats, ask for proof, ask for referrals. And here's the other thing you got to watch out. The internet marketing community is very, and I mean very, incestuous. Meaning, I'm Mr. Joe Marketer, and I will plug your book. I will give you a testimonial about how great your product is if you then turn around and get your friend, the other internet marketer man, to leave me a testimonial. And it's just, it's very, so I'm just saying, number one, let me say this, not all internet marketing guys are slime balls. Okay, I mentioned Lori, the from Red Hot Copy. I got her book. It's good. Now, it has nothing to do with podcasting, but that was a good product. And I like Jim Edwards. Jim Edwards and Mike Stewart have a course out about creating video on a website, which I'll be adding to the School of Podcasting shortly. But bottom line, I'm not gonna ramble on any more about this. Just keep your eyes peeled because there is a lot coming down. So beware of the snake oil salesman. If you have any comments, questions, criticisms about this topic, if you've bought a product about podcasting and you thought it was awful, you know, send me an email. I don't know what I'm going to do with that now that I think about it. I guess you'll save me the money of buying it if I haven't already. If you want to call it in, I've got a toll-free number, 888-563-3228. Or you can go out to the show notes, which are at schoolpodcasting.net. Now, if you'd like to know more about the School of Podcasting and my audio tutorials, my video tutorials, and our roundtables and things like that we're doing, simply go out to schoolpodcasting.com. Hey, before we leave, let me get you your random link. Now, what I mean by this is there's actually a button when you log into the schoolpodcasting.com. There's all sorts of different ways to search for links, but one is just the random button. So I click on this and I get, oh, Loopwise, Loopwise. And what this is for, it's kind of a music community collaboration kind of thing. It's on one hand, it's for musicians to get together and collaborate on music. But in terms of podcasters, I know some podcasters like to create their own production music, since many of you are using multi-track recorders like Audacity and Mixcraft and Sony Ascend and things like that. So there's a lot of music loops out here as well. So if you're making your own production music, that's a great resource for that. And on the top of this, it says meet and date musicians in your area. Hey, I'm a musician. And soon to be single. And I think I found a completely different use for this site than intended. There you go. So that's the random link. I'm so stuffed up. Can you tell? The random link for this week. The random link for this week is Loopwise. Oh, goodness. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. And until we meet again, class dismissed.